just a second. We'll be joined by the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. The Beavers with probably their biggest win so far here in the second half. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on that win. That was as big as they come, isn't it?
That was a lot of fun. Just can't say enough about this team. So proud of their effort again tonight. Come into an extremely hostile environment against a team that's battling for a conference championship. That's got obviously the tradition that they have here, and to come in here and get this win was just huge. And again, it just speaks to the character and the leadership and the pride and the heart of all the young ladies on this team. And again, I couldn't be more proud.
You know, that first period, you guys get on the board first. That play by Christine Grenier and Hannah Moore, they just battled so hard around that net. I know you talked about getting people and putting traffic out there, but they certainly got Dabian off guard. And I don't know where she thought the puck was coming from, but what a play by Moore.
Yeah, she lost sight of the puck, and so she had gone to the other post. And, we talked about trying to get to the paint, and Hannah went there and found the puck and got a big goal for us. And no question, to get a lead here was huge, and that obviously that set the tone for the game. They came back and tied it, but we survived that second period. But we talked about, hey, we're just one shot away, and we got it. It was a great goal by
Emma Terrace.
Emma, yeah, it was really cool. So
it was fun.
Would have been
see
nice
her.
To have that third one, but you know what? Bottom line is we had more than needed it when the horn went off.
When it all comes down to it, I know that first period you guys were outshot 13-5. Hannah Moore's goal came on the fourth shot on net, and then the Badgers kind of tried to get the momentum back and then did with that goal. Your second and third periods were so good. It was so fun to watch how, like, just something must have sparked inside of them when they knew that they had a 1-1 game against the number three team in the country and the number one team in the WCHA. And for some reason, your team remembered what you said to them on the bus. It doesn't matter what the other team's doing out there. You just got to go out and play Beaver hockey, isn't it?
You're right. You know, and they certainly got some momentum in that first period. They had two power plays, and I think they had about four or five, six shots on those power plays. So, the shots might have been a little deceiving in the first period. But, you know, anytime you're going to come on the road, I mean, you got to expect that. You got to expect the first period is always going to be a challenge. To get the first goal, like I said, it was huge. But you're exactly right. I thought we settled down. We just played just good, smart Beaver hockey from the rest of the way. We got a power play opportunity. We didn't score on it, but Emma finished it off right at the end there. So that was huge.
Your penalty kill unit 5-for-5 on the night against the Badgers. I can't say enough about your penalty kill, but they work so hard out there. And then they're hitting the ice. You know, after the penalty kills are over, they're back out there on their regular shifts. And wow.
Yeah, I want to credit Amber because she. You know, in the first period, there was just a little. We were just having a little bit of difficulty with the way we wanted to run that penalty kill. And she went in there after that first period, worked it out with them, and from then on, I thought we did an outstanding job. And you know, they get a power play obviously late in the game with 5 minutes left in the mm-hmm. game, and our one of our top penalty killers is in the penalty box in Caitlin Tugas. But you know, the four that were out there just battled and did what they had to do. And obviously Brittany was outstanding again, but again, I want to credit Amber for making that little adjustment, settling the group down, and they went out there and executed tremendously.
Brittany Mowat came up with some spectacular saves. I mean, you're playing against a team that's got some high-powered offense. You know, they got a handful of players already with 20 points a season, and Mowat comes up with some huge saves that I think kind of surprised some of the Wisconsin players how quick her glove is.
Well, you know, we've talked all year long about how well Brittany's played, and again, she just comes in here and is just outstanding. I can't say enough about how she's played and what she's done, to give our team a chance. And it's outstanding. We're going to give her a day off tomorrow. She's been Aaron Dieters is ready to go. I think she can come in tomorrow and give us a great performance in that as well.
Talk about Alexis Joyce on the penalty kill, a freshman, but she looks like a veteran out there. She had a great shorthanded opportunity, hit the crossbar, another reviewed goal for your team tonight, but so smart and so calm when she did that. I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, AJ's, she's proven to be a pretty doggone special player. She plays with a lot of confidence. She plays with a lot of poise. and just made a really, really heady play on that. And you know, she's certainly, you know, everybody's going to make mistakes, and we all made mistakes throughout the game. But you know what? They just kept battling. They kept believing, and that's the bottom line. And they got, again, they got rewarded tonight, so that's pretty fun.
Coach, what do you tell your team as they get ready for game two tomorrow?
Well, certainly got to enjoy this, but, you know, let's get back, get a bite to eat, try to get a good night's sleep and be ready to go, because we'll certainly be playing a fired-up Wisconsin team tomorrow afternoon.
Definitely. Thanks, Coach. Congrats.
Thank you.